All right, away we go. Another edition of the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast on this June 6th, D-Day. And with the Veterans Radiothon approaching, we certainly are not forgetting that. John had a great D-Day salute today. And of course, we talked the upcoming Radiothon. The auctions are live right now. We're trying to raise a ton of money, once again, for veterans in need in our area. We heard an interesting story today, courtesy of Pete Rose, about his encounter with Joe DiMaggio and his impressive bat. And then we hit the phones to hear about your parenting mistakes after we fessed up to our less than stellar decisions as parents. Tomorrow is First Friday. We're going to pack this studio with listeners in our temp studio. Looking forward to that. We had some info to share there. And the ABCs of Rock carried on at 8:35. We're playing there every day and then several times throughout the rest of the day. Try to get that $1,000 if you land on the correct artist in the alphabet. But, well, that's enough for me right now. Let's head to the good stuff right here and now. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
All of the showers that were forecast for yesterday, I always feel so bad at the end of the show when, you know, or the end of the day when I'm watching the forecast and everything I was telling you in the morning
doesn't happen.
You've been feeling bad a lot lately.
All right, you know, it's, look, I'm getting my information from the National Weather Service. It's not like I'm doing the forecast, but yesterday all of the storms that were supposed to hit us never came inland. They all hit the Jersey Shore and nothing came in. So
it got gray and windy by me.
Yeah, it got gray and windy. That was it. And there was a little rain overnight. And that was it. Oh, by the way, I just gotta take a moment here. Uh-oh. And apologize
for
to our overnight listeners.
Oh,
because the computer misunderstood what commercial radio means.
Yeah,
and it decided somewhere around midnight to run nothing but commercials until we ran out of commercials.
New format,
right?
All commercials all the time.
Yeah. So for those of you who suffered through that, we are very sorry. And the computer decided that when it ran out of commercials, it didn't have to do anything else.
It took a nap?
It took a long nap and a lot of silence on the air.
Oh, that's good.
We got it back. All you got to do is kick it a couple of times.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
I'm not, you know, you're more of the sports guy than I am. Sure. I'm always keeping up with it, and, you know, and there's certain sports I follow. You follow everyone.
Right. Especially curling.
All right. Did you hear about Pete Rose?
Oh, did I?
Dave, you don't know about this?
No, but I'm always down for a Pete tale.
Okay, so Pete Rose and Joe DiMaggio, right, two of the greatest hitters of all time.
Sure.
Decide that they're going to go on a vacation together. This is a true story.
What year was this? This
doesn't really say in the story.
Okay.
All right. But it seems that the two of them once spent 23 days touring Vietnam together.
My God.
All right. He was on the radio in New York yesterday, and he says, as you may know, South Vietnam is a jungle, right? It's so hot, you can't sleep. All of a sudden, Joe says, I can't sleep. I said, Joe, we're not in downtown Saigon. We're in the damn middle of the jungle. He says, I don't give a damn. I'm Joe DiMaggio. I got to take a shower. All right. Now, the only way that you can take a shower there is a guy had to get up on a chair. And in this case, it was Pete. Have a bucket of water that they pour into a canvas tank. And then he pulls a chain and the guy underneath it takes the shower. Right. And it gives Joe DiMaggio a shower.
Right.
Now, if this wasn't already an odd tale, things quickly change to the weirder. As Rose describes his Hall of Fame counterpart's counterpart, all right, basically he said that Joe DiMaggio was a penis with a man hanging from it.
Good God.
Yeah.
Holy
he
hell.
He didn't use a bat to hit all those balls.
Jesus, Pete.
He had a bat to hit his own ball.
What do you think this sound is?
The John DeBella Podcast.
Could you make a sound like that?
102.9 MGK.
So yesterday, Steve and I were talking. We're talking about kids and all of this stuff. And he starts to tell me this story. And look, we've all made parenting. Well, not all of us. I didn't make any parenting mistakes at all. Right, I left them all to my wife. So, but Steve started telling me the story of what his dad did, which opened up Dave to a story, and we want to get one from you too. What happened?
So we were out in Pittsburgh. We went to the All-Star game when it was out in Pittsburgh, and my dad had.
And you were what? How old?
Almost seven. It was
almost
94.
Seven. That's pretty okay.
Good. So he has to go to a meeting also out there. So we get there. We're in the lobby. I have my Game Boy. He tells the receptionist, "Hey, keep an eye on him. He's going to sit right there. He's got his Game Boy. He's fine."
Right.
He goes upstairs to this meeting. I don't know how big the office was, whatever. And he's doing the meeting and then telling whoever he's meeting with that we're there for the game and my son's here. And she's like, "Oh, where is he?" "Oh, he's down in the lobby. Your receptionist is watching him." "What? How old is he?" "Seven. He's got his Game Boy. He's fine." Dials up the receptionist. "Is there a boy down there sitting there?" "Yeah, he's sitting here playing his game." "Get him in the elevator and get him up here right now." "Dan, you can't do that."
It's pretty young. Come on, Big Dan. But you knew better.
But wait a second. I think you may have topped him, Dave.
You think so?
I think so.
I don't know.
When do you hear this one, Sam?
Look, it happened. I was exhausted a couple weeks ago, and I was tasked with putting my son down to bed for the night.
Mm-hmm.
I was tired, and I forgot a step, and I put him in his crib in nothing but his onesie. Sans diaper. I forgot a step. It happens.
So he woke up in his own self.
He was a bit soiled in the morning. I forgot. It happens. I didn't leave him outside in the backyard like Steve's dad with a stranger.
An office in another city.
Right. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's all.
Just forgot a pamper.
Sin, do you have one?
Well, I think I made this with both my kids. I left them alone with a box of Cheerios. And evidently, the most favorite thing of a toddler with a box of Cheerios is to dump it all over the entire kitchen floor.
Yep.
And
ring
they
toss.
Both did it and had a great time.
You know, it's something you could use that too, right? I've got a vacuum here. Here's a box of Cheerios. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah. Practice.
Right. So, what's it for you, folks? What was your parenting mistake?
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
It is the 75th anniversary of D-Day, and I thought maybe we would do a little something here on the show this morning, because as it is the 75th anniversary of D-Day, I started thinking about this morning and how it affected my life. Two uncles of mine that I would never meet died on this day 75 years ago. And even though I never met them, they were part of my life growing up. Not only were they my mother's brothers, but they were also my father's best friends, the two of them. One or the other of my parents was always telling me stories about them, so I always felt like I knew them. And then there was my father-in-law, Harold, who was flying over those beaches in Normandy, taking paratroopers into battle. Most of my family made it back from World War II. Some didn't, and I doubt there isn't a single one of you out there who hasn't been affected by war in some ways yourself. These are some of the reasons why I started the Veterans Radiothon. It's why each of us has to support a vet today by remembering our family and friends who are no longer around us. I know when you hear the stories and the endeavors that your donations have accomplished over the past 12 years, you'll be proud yourself. That's why I beg you this year once again to donate to the Radiothon. It'll be going on next Friday. We'll be broadcasting live from the National Constitution Center, but you can make a donation right now by going to WMGK.com. Or if you want, wait till the Radiothon on Friday. Maybe you can come down. Maybe you want to make a donation. You come down, you make a donation. I'm putting you on the air. Don't worry about it. Right? But the idea is to collect as much money as we possibly can for the veterans, right? Because the ones that were at Normandy, we lose more and more of them each and every day, each and every year. Now, I've been alive through four wars and most affected by one. Unfortunately, as a rock station, we don't have any music that speaks to World War II. But we do, in fact, have music that speaks to soldiers at war.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
So hopefully you will keep us in mind for the next week with the Radiothon coming up next Friday. I have to honestly say that each and every year as the Radiothon gets closer, I get more and more nervous. I'm always afraid that we're not going to make enough money. And I always want to do better than we did the year before. And people around me are always telling me, you know, like, "Oh, no, don't worry, just as long as you do it." No, it's not just as long as I do it. I mean, because there's going to be a day that I'm not going to be able to do this anymore, right? So I got to make sure that we make as much money as we possibly can each and every year for the Philadelphia Veterans Multi-Service Center. There's an auction going on right now of some really great stuff. If you want to be in the front row to see Lynyrd Skynyrd, right, and this is going to be the last time you have the opportunity to do that, or to see that killer Jeff Lynne ELO show, right, there are front row tickets to both of those shows. Go to WMGK.com, put in the keyword auction. It'll take you to the Radiothon page, and then just scroll down and pick the one that you want. We've got so many different things, all those autographed guitars, all of these front row seats, along with the Journey tickets to see them at the Hard Rock in Atlantic City, right, and be there. You get an overnight stay and dinner. So, cool. I mean, these are great packages, not something you want to try to steal at a deal. If you could, because remember, you know, you might get it at, you know, a really great price, and then that's that much less money that we managed to get for the veterans.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What is wrong with my radio?
There's nothing wrong with your radio, ladies and gentlemen. The problem is here because we have Mickey Mouse engineering here. That's what it is.
102.9 MGK.
There's a question we're asking this morning. We started discussing this earlier about parental mistakes, and we all admitted to ours. Where do you hear this story? A couple in Germany, and first baby, right? There's the, you know, they're coming home from that. There's scatterbrainness going on here, right? They're really excited. They get in a cab. They have the baby with them. They drive home. They get in the house. They're walking around. They're doing some stuff. And all of a sudden, they get this feeling that, like, are we missing something? Yeah, it was the baby.
Oh my God.
They left the baby on the back seat of the cab, right? The cabbie didn't notice at all, right? He's driving around, stops for lunch, right? Goes into someplace, eats lunch, comes back out, right? Gets in the car, starts to ride, picks up a fare, and the guy who gets in the back goes, in German, right? Do you know you have a baby back here? The guy's like, what?
Oh,
right? So now he calls the cops. The cops, the family is already gone. Everybody's together. But that is a big parenting mistake. What was yours? Because of a story that we had earlier this morning, these new parents leaving their baby in the taxi cab as they went home, they were home for 2 hours before they realized, what's missing? Something's wrong.
That's insane.
All right. Right. But then again, your dad left you in a lobby at 7 years old.
Yeah, that's different. He knew I was there. Okay. He put me there.
And what about him? What about him?
And I feel vindicated after these stories. I just forgot to put a diaper on before bed. Right. On my son.
Right, right. Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm the one who puts on the diaper.
Thank you. Beat me to it, sir.
So the number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. And the question at hand is, okay, what's your parenting mistake? Let's go to the phone. Good morning, Lisa. How you doing?
All right. How are you?
I am well. So what was your parenting mistake?
It was actually my husband.
Okay.
The kids were being watched by him. He got a phone call. They made their way upstairs, got into the Vaseline, smeared it all over their body, all over their hair. By the time I came home, he had washed their hair like 5 times. Couldn't get it out. We had to take them to a hairdresser.
What is the key to getting Vaseline out?
It's actually baking soda.
Really? Oh, okay.
All right. Yes. Life hack. All right. Put down. Yep.
So your kids stop smelling like Vaseline and start smelling like cupcakes. Yeah.
Whatever. That's fine.
Over to Don. Good morning, Don. All right. What was your parenting mistake?
I had to go to work early one day, so I told my teenage boys if they got up and it was cold, they could go ahead and light the fireplace. And I told them, I said, whatever you do, don't use an accelerant. Well, needless to say, I come home that evening and the cushion on my love seat was burnt, and I turned around and looked at them and said, what happened? Well, we tried lighting it. It wouldn't light, so we threw some gas on it.
Oh, my God.
I said, I told you not to use an accelerant. Well, we didn't. We used gas.
Come on, and Blaine, how you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
What was your bad parenting experience?
It was actually my wife's.
Uh-huh.
She was visiting some friends down in North Carolina, and she left my youngest son in the bathroom of Bojangles.
How far did she get before she realized she didn't have him?
About two and a half miles
Stop.
Down the road.
Oh my God.
How many kids do you have? If you have like 10, I'll allow
two.
It.
I have two.
Wow.
Wow.
And the fact that it's Bojangles makes it even more wonderful.
Well, at least you could watch somebody dance.
Yes.
Have a good morning. Pam, what about you? What was your parenting mistake?
Well, I was camping with my mom and my 3-year-old daughter, who was going on about 30. And after after dinner, we start a campfire, and we're getting ready to cook some s'mores, and this biker dude with long hair comes over and says, Jamie invited me over for s'mores. So I'm thinking, I didn't even see this guy in the campground, so I don't know where the hell he was even camping.
So you guys hadn't gotten to stranger danger yet?
No. Well, we probably did, and she didn't listen. I don't know. But, so I thought, gee, when was I not watching my three-year-old as she wandered around the campground?
Have a good morning.
You too. Thanks, guys.
Steve, what was it for you? What was your parenting mistake?
I had my two-year-old son down the creek, and I took him fishing, and he was in his stroller. About after 10 minutes, I had to go in the bushes and go number two.
Okay.
So I pushed him closer to the bushes so I can keep an eye on him. As I'm sitting there, I look up. The stroller starts rolling towards the creek.
I had to
jump through the bushes and swan dive to catch the stroller and save him from going in. But needless to say, I had to go home and take a shower after that.
All right, Steve, I have a question for you. Because this story screams Northeast or Delco? Because the way
Delco.
You're saying creek.
Where Delco. 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 Delco.
His hands are up.
Hiya, George.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. So what was your parenting mistake?
My parenting mistake was leaving my daughter in a running car while I ran back in the house. When I come out, the car was gone.
Ooh.
She had gotten in the driver's seat and got it in reverse and was on the neighbor's lawn across the street with the front tires stuck on the curb, thank God.
Wow.
And when I got there, she was crying hysterically. And I told her, don't tell mom. First thing she does is tell my wife when my wife got home from work, daddy left me in the car. I was driving.
Oh my God. How old?
She was about 7 or 8 years old.
We have a winner.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Silent brain is people.
You damn dirty ape.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Silent Green.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.